And welcome back to the Kohl Center. John Audius and George Haas with you. Before we get to the starting lineups, let's pause 10 seconds for a legal ID, 10 for a station ID. You are listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball. All right, so it's the Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes. John Audius, George Haas with you at the Kohl Center. Let's take a look at the starting lineups, starting first for Lisa Bluter's Iowa Hawkeyes. 13-7 overall. They're 9-7 in Big Ten play. And McKenna Warnock is a 6'1 sophomore guard out of Marshall, Wisconsin. 12.5 points per game. She gets the start alongside Kate Martin. The 6-foot guard is a redshirt sophomore. Scores almost 8 per game. What will be the Big Ten's freshman of the year is Caitlin Clark. She's 6'4. And a freshman out of West Des Moines, Iowa, leads the conference at 27 points per game. Gabby Marshall is a 5'9 sophomore out of Cincinnati, Ohio, 8 points per game. And Monica Sinano is 6'3. Sinano averaging 18.8 points, so she's almost 20 per game, but not the leading scorer on her team. For the Badgers and head coach Jonathan Sippis, they're 5-16 overall, 2-16 in the conference. Estella Moskow, 6'1 grad student from Madison, scores 6 points per game for the UW. Julie Post-Pishalova scored 16 points last time out for the Badgers in their loss to Indiana. She's a 6-foot sophomore from the Czech Republic. Sydney Hilliard will get the start. The 5'11 sophomore guard from Monroe played a season-low 17 minutes, scored just 4 points for the Badgers against Illinois. Kate Thompson's getting the start today, the 6'2 freshman from Denham Springs, Louisiana. A better matchup, the Badger coaching staff thinks, against Sinano in the post. And Imani Lewis is a 6'1 junior forward from Willingboro, New Jersey. Second leading scorer for the Badgers this season at 15 points per game. She has a Big Ten best 11 double-doubles this season. All right, so the Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes meeting for the second time this season. Austin Hoops, your thoughts before this one, Coach?
They average 88 points a game. Obviously, we need a few stops to make sure that doesn't come off. Plus, yeah, the matchup, who's going to guard Clark? Now, Hilliard's out there starting, but which one of those players? Julie Pop's supposed to be the sheriff on Clark? We'll see.
And the opening tip-off is back-tapped and controlled by the Badgers, and we'll see what Wisconsin does. And Sydney Hilliard, who has the basketball, who once again played just 17 minutes for the Badgers against Indiana. So Wisconsin starts off at top of the key. Three by Moskow is nothing but net. How about that start by the UW?
Is that deja vu? Didn't we see that last game? First shot of the game by her, three.
The Badgers hit the first shot of the game. It was a three against Indiana. Then they didn't make their next three until the fourth quarter. Sinano catches mid-post on the left. There's the freshman Thompson matchup against her. Back out right, three is in by Warnock. The 6'1 sophomore hits the triple for Iowa, and first Wisconsin with the three, and Iowa comes back with one of their own. Just underway here in this first quarter. Imani Lewis has it. Mid post on the left. She tries to spin and got tied up. A reach in and the jump ball or the possession arrow will go to Iowa. So that was Sinano getting in there tying up Lewis.
So obviously they're going to come off. That was a double team and she was there to tie her up. Going to have to read that. Now you adjust your own player's game plan.
Clark has it outside the top of the arc, defended by Post-Pishalova. Throw inside. There's a quick turn by Sinano. She missed it. Now she's stepping out of bounds as the ball got tapped right back to her. And it'll be to Wisconsin now as there's Sinano. See how quick she was down there low in the post, the 6'3 junior.
Yeah, she uses her body well to pin people. How about Clark? 6.8 assists a game besides scoring.
Here's Imani Lewis, top of the arc, throws it over left channel. This is Post-Pishalova, double team at her. Now she still has it with the dribble on the floor, behind her back, near the left elbow, brings it back out the arc, over top of the arc to the Badgers, Thompson. Right side pass, and it's caught by Hilliard. She's got some space. She hits the free throw line jumper, and there's the first shot in by Hilliard today. 5-3 Wisconsin, 8:30 to go in the first.
Another good sign. She looked real natural on that shot.
Post-Pishalova guarding Clark, the high-scoring freshman out of the state of Iowa. Now she hands off, and this is Marshall top of the arc. Handing off to Martin, who goes down the middle of the lane. Lost the basketball. Moskow's on the floor, ripping it away. Jump ball, possession arrow to Wisconsin. 8:15 to go in the first. The Badgers leading by two.
Good awareness by the Badger women on any kind of drive, getting their hands in there and turning it into a loose ball, and we get possession.
A mismatch on paper as the Badgers score 64 per game, while Iowa's coach mentioned scores 88 per contest. That's second in the country, and that leads the Big Ten in scoring average. Here's a left elbow pull-up by Pospisilova. No good. Clark calls in the rebound down low for Iowa. 5-3, Badgers leading. 7:52 to go in the first. Clark tries a quick three left side. It's no good. Good box out by Moscow, grabbing the defensive rebound. Badgers push it to the front court. Hilliard, left side, takes it right to the rim and got fouled on her way to the basket. That foul will be called against Martin, the redshirt sophomore, and it'll put Sydney Hilliard at the free throw line.
Hey, we got a check. Who's the essential worker that worked on Hilliard's ankle? Brought her around pretty quick. She looks natural all year today.
Had to leave the game against Indiana in the second quarter with an ankle injury. Here is Hilliard, and she makes that shot. And it was a disappointing game. Just 17 minutes played, 2 of 7, 4 points for Hilliard last time on the court.
As I told you before the game, she's a competitor. I thought she would show up and play if she isn't dragging that leg around.
Two free throws good by Hilliard, and it's a 7-3 Wisconsin lead, 7:36 to play in this first quarter. Big Ten matchup between the Badgers and the Hawkeyes. Marshall has it outside right for Iowa. Throw inside, caught by Sonato. Back to the basket, now turns and fires one over Thompson. It's short, and a foul will be called against the Badgers freshman after Sonato tried a 10-footer around the rim.
Yeah, and you don't want to foul the jump shooter, and that was basically a post-jump shot. Just belly up, put your hands up, make them shoot over your hands, your arms.
Here's Sonato, 72% from the free throw line. A couple of low dribbles close to the court, and that one's going to bounce around the right side of the rim before falling off, no good.
Of course, there's Thompson from Louisiana. Now you're guarding one of the best post players in the Big Ten right away.
From Watertown, Minnesota. Next one, rims out, no good. Getting her hand on it, but losing it out of bounds is Martin. The 6-foot redshirt sophomore. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. The Badgers leading by 4. Iowa hasn't scored in the last 2 minutes, and Sonato missed both free throws. So Wisconsin holding on to a 4-point lead as Hilliard walks into the front court. High screen. Two players fly defensively at Hilliard. Over to Imani Lewis. Long two. Just left to center. No good. Sonato rips down the board for Iowa. Lead feet up ahead. What a pass down low. And the layup is missed by Marshall, or Warnock rather. The Badgers have it. In transition, it's Pospisilova. Right side. Goes tight around a screen by Lewis. Lost the ball at the free throw line. Finds Moscow. The Badgers reset.
You're lucky. That was a tough catch, but didn't finish the shot.
Lewis has it outside right to Pospisilova. Shot clock's now at 10. Julie P. asks for a screen. Thompson sets it near the three-point arc. Pospisilova, left-hand dribble, spinning in the paint, lost the basketball, turnover Wisconsin. Front court, Iowa with the rock. Martin has it outside right. Sonato and Thompson fighting down low on a whistle. I think they're going to get Kate Thompson down low, trying to defend Monica Sonato in the post.
One thing I'll say, if the Badgers women keep running high pick and rolls, the way Sonato gets out there, she bumps you. That should be called. 2 times. She got her body in the way. You can't do that.
Inbounds pass caught deep on the left, and the layup is in for Warnock, and Iowa trails by 2. 6:23 to go in the first quarter here at the Kohl Center. Badgers basketball. Here's Imani Lewis outside right, defended by Warnock. Kicks it over to Moscow. Looks to her left, back to her right. She flips the pass over to Lewis. Lewis decides to take an 18-footer, and it's nothing but net. The jump shot from long range for Imani Lewis falls.
I tell you, I personally think that's one of her better parts of her game now, facing up and shooting a jump shot.
She can hit it, that's for sure. 4-point Badgers lead. Here's a bounce inside. Sonato leans in toward the window and throws it off the glass for an easy layup. How about that bounce pass to Finder 2 from Kate Martin, I believe. 9-7 now the score. Wisconsin with the ball, with the lead. 5:43 to go in the first.
Pass was on time and on target.
Pospisilova curling around on a drive. Leaves it off for Imani Lewis near the restricted arc. It's going to rattle a couple of times and then fall through. So there is Lewis off the assist from Julie Pospisilova. 11-7 Wisconsin.
That was a benefit of one of their pregame drills, is that play right there where there's baseline dribbling. And then the post person fills.
Sonato calling for it, defended by Stapleton, catches it, spins, and finishes around the basket with the left hand from the left side. Stapleton into the game now after freshman Kate Thompson, who got the start, picked up 2 quick fouls. 5:06 to play in the first. Throw inside. There's Stapleton. Drew some contact, missed the shot, but Sonato will be called for that foul. So Sarah Stapleton got some deep position down low on Sonato.
Yeah, she did the right thing. Now, she's going to use her left hand. You got to get your head around real quick. But, again, she's adept at the ceiling. She gets a nice 45-degree angle, 1 foot in the paint all the time.
So Sarah Stapleton, who did not play against Indiana at the free throw line, the sophomore from Plain, Minnesota for the Badgers, and that first free throw goes in.
Again, look at her free throw stroke. It's very efficient. I think she could be a jump shooter, too, for up to 15 feet.
Next one by Stapleton is money right down the middle. And the Badgers with 5:04 to play in this first quarter, lead at 13-9. Hilliard checks out of the game now for Wisconsin. 4 points in 5 minutes for Sydney Hilliard. She's already got into the number of points she scored against Indiana in the 17 minutes she played before being injured. And a drive by the Hawkeyes and a reach-in foul called against Wisconsin will stop the clock. It'll be Iowa basketball after this timeout on the floor. There's 4:56 to go in quarter number one. It's Wisconsin 13, Iowa 9. Back after this, you're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball from Learfield, IMG College. Back at the Kohl Center, John Audius, George Haas with you. Well, if you want to beat the high-scoring Iowa Hawkeyes, they're tops of the conference at 88 points per game. You better shoot at a pretty high percentage, score a lot of points right now, George. And the Badgers lead Iowa 13-9. Wisconsin 67% from the floor. They've hit 4 of 6. Iowa 57%, 4 of 7. The Hawkeyes, by the way, are second in the country in field goal percentage as a team this season at 52%.
I've always stated part of my philosophy, if you score, somehow your players go to the other end and play better defense. And like right now, they're doing okay. We're holding them down. And off to a good start, which is important mentally. Well, when Hilliard's out there and Stapleton's back on the court, now you got what should be full complement of players.
It was a, in the first quarter, back, remember when I'm talking about back in early December when these two teams first met, Badgers were trailing Iowa 24-15 after the first quarter, so this is a much better start. Clark has it, step back, a three, left side, that one skims off the rim, there's Stoppaker down low, up strong with two hands to grab the miss for the Badgers. Front court, Wisconsin, Hadley Douglas has it. So Caitlin Clark still yet to score. The Big Ten's leading scorer this season at 27 per game for Iowa. Pospisilova, catch and shoot. The three is drained. Just left the center for Julie Pospisilova, and it's a 16-9 Wisconsin lead.
Well done.
Talking about Iowa making three of their last three before that last possession for the Hawkeyes. The Badgers have now made three of their last three from the floor. Hawkeyes have it. Outside left. Here's a drive by Clark. She'll kick it out. Extra pass to the near side corner. Tywo with the basketball. Defended by Douglas. Out on top. The pass goes. Here's a drive in by Warnock. Kicking it back out and losing it on the sideline is Meyer, who bobbled the basketball as the shot clock was winding down. It's a turnover by the Hawks.
I used to call that a soccer pass. I mean, you don't throw it at their feet. That's only in soccer.
Yeah, can't kick the ball in this one. Here's Pospisilova. Makes a pass to the left. Whips one over to the right. That's Douglas. One dribble. Badgers rotate to the left. Entry feed caught by Stapleton. Left of the lane. Jumper comes up short. Boxing out and grabbing the miss for the Hawkeyes is Goodman. Clark leads the charge in the front court. Step back. That's a long 2 foot on the line. That one rims out. Goodman grabs the basketball. One dribble. Got tripped. Falls to the floor. Missed the shot. And she'll go to the free throw line. Goodman just being out aggressing. Being more aggressive than anybody else there right now.
Well, how long can this last? Ooh, the good news is Clark can't hit anything.
Yeah, right now Clark is still scoreless. 0 for 3 from the floor in 6 minutes. But now here's another very good freshman for Iowa, Sharon Goodman. Coming off a 10-point effort in 15 minutes against Michigan last time out.
And Iowa, obviously, the coach isn't happy with how they started the game. She's gone to the bench a little bit here. See if they can get some kind of continuity to what they're trying to do defensively or offensively.
Goodman makes the first free throw.
I'm a bit surprised. Iowa only sends one person to the boards.
Next one is missed, and it's rebounded by Stapleton. So the Wisconsin Badgers push into the front court. Here's Stramick. Picks it over far side. Caught by Julie P. Steers it over to the right. This is Douglas. Hard bounce to the corner. Stramick with it. Stramick skips it near side. Stoffaker, ball fake. Now drives, pulls up, jumpers in by Tara Stoffaker, the 5'11 sophomore from Columbus, Wisconsin. Badgers knock it out of bounds. It'll be Iowa ball. 18-10, Wisconsin.
Now, that was one of the best moves I've seen Tara make. She came on the baseline, dribbled the left hand, saw the help coming defensively, pulled up from about 8 feet, shot it with nice confidence. I mean, you got to be confident when you shoot. That was excellent by her. Got to do more of that.
Largest lead of the game for the Badgers. Here's a forced shot and a drive by Clark. It's missed. It's picked up by Wisconsin. Front court, right sideline. Douglas bounce to the corner. Schrammick lets it fly for three. No good. Long rebound. Chased down near side corner by Douglas. Now she'll curl into the paint. Uncontested. Oh, she missed the layup, and it's hauled in by Clark.
That was a gimme.
Could have been a double-digit lead. Clark to the free throw line. Kicks to the left. Return pass back to Caitlin. Whips inside. Turnaround shot. Sinano off the glass with the left hand. It's good for the junior from Watertown, Minnesota. A preseason All-Big Ten selection. She was first team All-Big Ten last year.
We've got to do some damage here while Clark is colder than the weather in Alaska, in the northern Alaska.
Colder than the weather, what?
Last week here. Good punt.
Yeah, I guess it started warming up a little bit last week. Stapleton tries a left elbow jumper, and it draws air out of bounds. Wisconsin basketball, the Badgers leading by 6 at 18-12. Stapleton comes out. Imani Lewis, Wisconsin's second leading scorer this year, into the game for the Badgers. 2:05 to play in the first quarter. 6-point Wisconsin lead.
They got pretty good minutes out of Stapleton coming off an injury. Maybe that air ball was the thing that caught the coach's eye. We got to get her some rest.
Three right side. Marshall, and it's in. A sophomore from Cincinnati, 41% shooter from the floor. And it's 18-15, and now the Hawks pull to within three. A minute 40 and counting to go in this opening quarter. Good start for the Badgers. 50% from the floor. Iowa also shooting 50%. Stoffaker looking inside for Lewis. Instead, throws to her right. Pass Douglas, and it's gathered high on the right side by Sydney Hilliard, saving it from going out of bounds or over and back. 10 on the shot clock. Lewis catches right of the lane. One dribble. Open fadeaway. Draws air, and it's picked up down low by Taiwo. Iowa front court. Taiwo has it. She'll slow it down with a minute 15 to go in the quarter.
That was a real handoff there for Iowa.
Top of the arc. Martin has the basketball. Pass to her right where it's picked up by Marshall. Hilliard defense. Back to Taiwo. 10 on the shot clock. A minute on the game clock. Taiwo drives. Stops. Spins. Fades. Flips. Fires. No good. And it's tipped. Near side corner. Picked up by Hilliard. Wisconsin has it with 50 seconds to play in the first. 3-point Wisconsin lead. They've led by as many as 8 points in this quarter.
Hey, today we got makers, not just takers.
Imani Lewis is a maker so far. Gives it up to Hilliard. Screen and roll back to Imani in the paint. High hook, no good. Rebounded by Iowa. And the Hawkeyes can settle for essentially the final shot. A difference between the shot clock and the game clock of about 2 seconds.
Oh, you want to place a side bet that Clark gets this last shot on a high pick and roll by the center?
I think that's a good shot of happening. She's 0 for 4 from the floor, though. We're down to 12 seconds to play in the quarter. Clark has it between the circles. Right-hand dribble goes by Douglas in the lane. Floats up a shot. No, but she got slammed to the ground. And a foul called against Wisconsin with 7 seconds to play in the first. It's going to put Caitlin Clark at the free throw line.
Now, that was a squared up, stick it to him foul. Is that on Douglas?
They're going to get that one against Stramick.
Okay.
Team foul number 5. So Stramick came over and challenged Clark there near the rim. And now Caitlin Clark at the free throw line.
I like how you used the word challenge. I mean, that was chest-to-chest foul.
First free throws in, so there's Clark getting her first points of the game, Coach.
She slid halfway back to Des Moines.
Caitlin Clark, standout in high school. Scored 32.5 points per game as a junior in high school. That one's good.
I heard she was going to all set to go to Notre Dame and change to Iowa. Kind of good break.
4 seconds of the quarter. Hilliard has it, spinning. Has it near the right elbow. Jumper near the buzzer is no good. And that is the end of the first quarter. But Wisconsin's holding on to a lead against the Iowa Hawkeyes. It's the Badgers 18, Iowa 17. A break in the second quarter's next. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball from Learfield IMG College. And welcome back to the Kohl Center. I'm John Audius. He's George Haas. And no one can thrive on an empty stomach. And that's why Alliant Energy continues to help fight hunger in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy using their energy for good in the communities they serve. So after the first 10 minutes of this one, George, Wisconsin has a one-point lead at 18-17. The Badgers led by as many as 8 points. Iowa ends the first quarter on a 7-0 run to pull to within one. Caitlin Clark, who scores 27 per game for the Hawkeyes, 2 points on 0 of 4 shooting. So that's got to be a positive if you're Jonathan Sippus and the Badgers defensively. Clark, well, with just the 2 points just coming at the free throw line.
I don't want to be Tommy Bad News, but it's inevitable. She's going to score 20 somehow. But that means in these last three quarters, there's going to be a lot of shots put in or attempted.
Here's Clark, outside right, defended by Post Pislova, as the second quarter is underway, and there's 3 seconds called against Iowa in the paint. It'll turn it over to Wisconsin. Badgers 40% from the floor in that first quarter, Iowa 46%. Each team made 2 3-pointers, 2 of 3 for Wisconsin, 2 of 4 for Iowa.
I mean, to finish that statement, you don't average 27 points a game for 20 games and not somehow score in spurts.
9 times, 30 or more points in a game. Here's a drive by Hilliard. Goes strong to the rim. Missed it. Got it back. Missed it again. Down low on the left. 2 great opportunities for the sophomore, but it's picked up by the Hawks. Down by 1. Second quarter is underway here at the Kohl Center. Martin, right wing, dribbles to the top of the arc. Rifles a pass to Warnock. Warnock finds Clark. Shot clock's now at 9. Clark gets a high screen by Sinano. Clark, chest pass out to the left. Here's a 3 by Warnock. It's no good. It's tapped into the air. Sinano around 2 Badgers. Got it. Puts it up. It's short. Here's a foul called on that shot attempt. And it's going to put Sinano at the free throw line. But, man, she was there between 1, 2, maybe even 3 Badgers if you count Hilliard, who was around the area too.
Again, the Hawkeyes only send one person to the glass. They must feel that they're not quick enough or fast enough to retreat, so they send other people out, which, again, it's all up to the coach what you want. Some teams send 2, 3, and now a lot of them are doing 1 and more worried about the old transition game.
So Sinano makes the first free throw. She's gotten to the line a few times here today already, and the junior sinks the second. She's now 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Imani Lewis got called for that last foul. That's her first. She's to the bench. Sarah Stapleton into the game for Wisconsin. 8:52 to go in the second quarter. And now Iowa has a one-point lead after those 2 free throws. Pospisilova has it. Top of the arc. Picks up her dribble. Finds Stramick just right of center. Stramick on the floor. Driving to the rim. Strong and missing the shot, but getting knocked down to the court. And the foul will be drawn against Sinano. I think that's Sinano's second.
Yeah, that is a bonus for us that she's going to have to sit out here, I would say, the majority of the second quarter and probably all of it.
Yeah, Sinano now headed to the bench, coach. 8 points on 3 of 4 shooting. That's the leading score in the entire game on both sides. The free throw missed by Stramick.
So who makes it up? I bet on number 22 for them, Clark.
And the second one missed, and now Clark has the basketball. Right side, diverts to the middle of the court, kicks to the far side corner. The 3 ball rims out. It's missed. It's picked up down low, and it's put up and in by the Hawks, McKenna Warnock.
Wasn't that Superman's real name Clark Kent or something like that?
Sure. Caitlin Clark is, here's a 3, Moscow. That one's short.
That was a UFO.
Drops out of bounds. It'll be Iowa basketball. 21-18. Now the Hawkeyes leading, scoring the first 4 points of the second quarter. And they ended the first quarter, George, on a 7-0 run.
Yeah. Again, they're a team. You don't score 88 points where you don't have runs.
Right. And now Pospisilova comes up with a steal near the top of the key. Hilliard has it in the front court. Now she waits for Julie P. and Stapleton to come back into the front court. Pospisilova, hard bounce. There's Hilliard, left of the lane, kicking out. Moskow has it outside the arc. Back over to Julie P. between the circles. Loops inside. Stapleton, turnaround. Big Ten logo. Short jumper. Oh. It's loose. On the floor is Pospisilova looking for somewhere to go, and a travel called.
I was just going to say, remember I talked about, they never called travel anymore. You know, she turned and twisted to avoid it, and they did call it. That rule has really been adjusted.
I was going to say the same thing. It's like she rolled on the court, and they, you know, let her get away with it initially, but then ended up calling her with the travel. 21-18 Iowa, leading the ball. Hawkeyes bounce inside, turnaround left hand. That shot was missed by Goodman, and it's gobbled up by Stapleton, and the Badgers have it, crossing the timeline with a pass to Pospisilova on the floor, running to the rim, left-hand finish. That's how she got going against Indiana when she scored 16 points, diverted from her outside game and really took it to the rim, and it was successful right there.
Well, nice left-handed shot. She has a lot of tools in her toolbox. She's just got to play.
That stops an 11-0 run dating back to the first quarter. Three ball missed on the left by the Hawks. Here comes Wisconsin. That was missed by Clark. She's 0-3 from downtown.
Maybe we'll find some hand warmers for Clark. Man, this is a slow start for her.
Stapleton, mid-post on the right. Stapleton, reversed. Ah, she came up just a bit short. It's chased down in the corner and picked up by Clark. And then she throws it off Julie Pospisilova's legs and out of bounds. It'll stay with Iowa. So Caitlin Clark now is 0-5 from the floor. And Hilliard heads to the bench for Jonathan Sippus and the Badgers.
Coach is really being conscious of the injured players' minutes. I mean, they're going for about 5-6, and then he rests them for a couple.
6:33 to play in the second quarter. Iowa by one with the ball. Martin over to the left side. Here's a ball fake. Got her defender flying by, and the three ball is drilled by Gabby Marshall. So Marshall got Douglas to bite and went to her right and hit the jumper. 24-20, Iowa by four now. Hawkeyes leading the Badgers, largest lead of the game now for Iowa with 6:11 to play in the second. Pospisilova driving in from the right. She'll try it with the left hand as she goes under the basket back around to the other side. 24-22.
When she does shots like that, that are just really basketball nifty plays, you say she should be averaging double figures easily.
Yeah, no one's stopping Julie P. right now going to the rim, and there is a travel by Clark on the right wing. On her drive around, Julie Pospisilova gives it right back to Wisconsin. Slow start for the freshman. This Iowa team is 9-7 in Big Ten play. The Badgers come in with two Big Ten wins this season. They're the only Big Ten team to so far play all their games. Here's a drive by Pospisilova to the rim again, finishing. Get Julie P. to the rim, and she's going to finish.
Well, start out with great ball handling to beat the opponent.
24-24, 5:27 to go in the second quarter. Here's Clark, open three, left side, it's good. Don't want to get her going. Pospisilova late to close out defensively. First field goal of the game for Clark.
That was inevitable. We weren't throwing a shutout on her. There was no Jacob DeGrom out here.
Here's Douglas, dribbling with the right hand. And now a whistle down low, away from the basketball. The foul called against Iowa will be the second team foul. And who did they get there? Goodman, her first.
She's guarding Julie Hot Pop. Three layups in a row. Two left-handed and a right-hand layup off of nifty moves.
You know, and that's something, like we said, Julie didn't really go to the rim a lot this season. She'd settle for jumpers. She could hit her three-pointers, but what do you think's going on the last couple of games? Just seeing an opening. Here she goes again. Here's a short jumper, and that one's in. That time she stopped and popped just left of the lane, and it's 27-26 Iowa leading the ball.
Partner, I really think it's her identity. She let the game come to her too much.
Here's a left-handed finish around the basket by Goodman. Low block left over Stapleton. Iowa by three, 4:43 to go in the second.
Now she has confidence in her moves, and she's hunting her shot, which they need. They need that real consistent third score.
She's got 11 points. Entry pass by Julie P. is intercepted by Goodman.
Shame on her. Oh, we're praising her, and she throws that pass?
Here's the drive now by the Hawks. Kick to Taiwo. Three in the corners. Good from the near side.
Well, yeah. Iowa will put that baby up, won't they? They like that arc.
They lead the Big Ten in threes per game. Attempted. Heck, Clark hits an average of almost four three-pointers per game. Here's Douglas spinning on the right wing, crossing over, bouncing inside, and it's out of bounds. Last touch to Iowa. Good move to get to the basket, but the Hawkeyes knock it out of bounds, and there's a timeout on the floor with 4:02 to go. Second quarter, it's Iowa 32, Wisconsin 26. Back after this, you're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball from Learfield IMG College. George Haas with you as the Iowa Hawkeyes lead the Badgers 32-26. Hawkeyes shooting 50% from the floor. Wisconsin shooting about 42% from the field. And we talked about those three-pointers by Iowa. They take about 24.5 threes per game. Coach, they're 5 of 10 from downtown so far in this one.
I suspect that they will be in the mid-20s for attempts on threes. They are not shy about it. They set up nice, and of course Clark gets that penetration and then she kicks out. So, you know, they have the shooters. And that, it looks like they're either outside or an inside. They're throwing it to the post, or they're going to shoot a three on some kind of movement.
Meanwhile, Julie Pospisilova leads all scorers here today. The Badgers sophomore has 11 points on 5 of 6 shooting, including hitting her only three-pointer attempted. And Pospisilova scoring about 8.5 points per game. And they really need her to get going, especially here down the last couple of games of the season.
And what I really, really like. Now, this is a quality team, Iowa. Last game, Indiana was a quality team, and she scored. And here she is again.
Now Pospisilova catches out on top. Quick pass inside. Thompson tries to challenge Goodman. Freshman on freshman, and Goodman knocks it to the floor. Iowa picks it up. Hawkeyes. Clark skips it over far side. Here's a long three-pointer. That one popped out. Missed by Marshall, and the Badgers gather it. Hilliard up the right sideline to Julie P. Going downhill. Now stops on a dime and brings it back out with a left-hand dribble. Pass to her right. Caught by Hilliard. Hilliard looking inside. Thompson trying to post up. Sid passes off to the left. Here's Stoffaker. Catches shoot with the three on the left. It's no good. And it's into the hands of Marshall. Iowa has it. Clark trotting into the front court. Right side. Pospisilova defense. Pass over to Marshall out on top. Here's Moskow on her. Marshall a dribble trying to get it inside to Goodman. Can't. Pass back out. Warnock has it. Now she'll bounce. Mid post on the right to Goodman. Back out Clark. Now the screen set by Goodman and an illegal screen, I believe, called there against Goodman. She'll be called for that foul.
That should be two on her, right?
Yes, yeah, Sonato on the bench with two. Goodman now has two.
Again, you set the screen, you put your body in a stationary position. The guard has the responsibility to come off of you. You don't have to slide. She kind of reached out her left arm and hooked her a little bit. Uh-oh, I think they got to go zone. A 1-1-3.
Here's the pass inside. Thompson has it for the Badgers around the restricted arc. Turnaround shot's going to hit off the back rim and go down. It's in for Kate Thompson and the Badgers, 32-28. Iowa has the lead in the basketball with 2:50 to go before halftime. Taiwo tries a three, and it's nothing but net on the left side. Sixth Iowa three-pointer of the game, 35-28 Hawkeyes.
I'd like to see Imani in the game or Stapleton, because that's a short defensive post that's in the game now, number 20.
Here's Stoffaker, corner three, rainbow, no good. Thompson trying to chase it down on the near side, but who touched it last? Ooh, was it off of Clark? Ooh, that was close to being off Clark. Let's see here. It's going to be, they say, Iowa basketball. Ooh, I don't know if
she played patty cake with the ball. It was off of her.
Yeah, I think that was
off of
Clark.
She's Wonder Woman in this league in the freshman class, so she got the call.
I guess so. I guess that's what happens when you lead the conference in scoring. Here's a bounce, high posts, and there's a quick whistle as it was caught by Martin, who was back to the basket. And a foul called against the Badgers. It's against Julie P., and that is the first team foul against Wisconsin.
That poor Martin's got to be a post player.
Schrammett comes into the game, yeah, with Goodman. Oh, here's a catch down low by Marshall. She was all alone in the lane, lays it up and in.
All right, we've gotten killed on out of bounds today. They got to They're going to belly up on these people. Anybody that starts to cut, you got to switch. Usually you have to switch all the time on out-of-bounds plays.
37-28 Iowa, under 2 minutes to go. Second quarter. Pospisilova has it for the Badgers. Dostramic skips it, far side to Hilliard. Hand in her face, defended by Warnock. Hilliard now going one-on-one with Warnock, driving in, kicking out. Stramick three, that's no good. Thompson has it down low. Thompson looking for somewhere to go. Passing it over to the right. Here comes Julie P. Here's Julie P. to the rim, left hand off the window. She went to the basket again, 37-30.
That's three shots with her left hand, and she's a right-handed dominant player. And they're beautiful foul throughs.
Warnock, long three left side, two steps behind the line. No good offensive rebound. Clark, no one's going to guard her. She's going to bring it back out. Try the three. That one's missed on the right, and it's picked up by Wisconsin.
We bought the lotto ticket there. I'm telling you.
She was all alone, said, okay, I'll try it. Badgers dodge one right there. Here's Julie Pospisilova. Left hand dribble, left wing. Skip it to the far side corner. Dangerous pass deflected, caught by Moskow. So feed inside, Thompson. Two around her to Hilliard, who cuts to the rim and missed the shot down low on the right. It was a good look. Rebounded Iowa, up by seven with the ball. Clark has it right side. Tries to go around Julie P. to Taiwo. Over to Warnock on the left. Now they look inside and out of bounds. Taiwo wasn't looking for it. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. Back to Wisconsin now. Down seven. 47.8 seconds to play in the second.
That gives new meaning to a no-look pass because the receiver wasn't looking.
Here's Hilliard walking across the timeline for Wisconsin. Spins it to Moskow, return pass to Hilliard. To the left, Pospisilova bouncing, short corner, jumper in, off the mark by Moskow, in the air by Moskow, picked up by Moskow, gives it to Hilliard, runner near the right elbow. That one was too strong. It's out of bounds, and a foul called against Wisconsin, going over the back, trying to get the basketball with Sydney Hilliard.
No problem. That's only our third or fourth foul, team foul. Neither team is going to be shooting a bonus unless something all of a sudden hack a shack here for the last 26 seconds.
And three team fouls against Wisconsin. 27 seconds to go in the second quarter. The Badgers trail Iowa by seven. Wisconsin led by a point after the first quarter, but Iowa outscoring the UW 20-12 now in the second. In this quarter, Wisconsin 33% from the floor, Iowa 50%. They're second in the country at 52% shooting as a team. They're going to let the clock tick down with 13 seconds to play in the quarter. Clark has it between the circles, waiting patiently. Right hand to left hand, the dribble down to 8 seconds. Defended by Pospisilova. Now Stauffacher comes over to help in a foul as she reaches in with 5.6. That is just team foul number four.
That was good strategy by the Badgers. Again, we had flat screen by the post player above, and Clark is supposed to read it right or left.
5.6 seconds to play in the second. Tywell inbound, left sideline to Clark. Clark has it. Long three-pointers in the air, and it's hit with 1 second to go in the quarter. Caitlin Clark from about 25, 26 feet.
I've been to Grinnell, Iowa. That shot was from there.
It was from way downtown. And Iowa hits a three to give the Hawkeyes a 10-point lead at halftime. At the half, it's Iowa 40, Wisconsin 30. Well, coming up on our halftime, we'll take a look at the team in individual stats, get you updated with some scores from around Big Ten women's basketball, plus our highlight of the first half. And when we come back, our halftime interview. That's with Wisconsin sophomore Tara Stauffacher in 60 seconds. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball from Learfield IMG College. And at the half in Madison, John Audis and George Haas with you. It's a 40-30 Iowa lead over Wisconsin. The Hawkeyes lead the Badgers by double figures. Time for our halftime interview. And earlier this week, I caught up with Wisconsin's Tara Stauffacher, and I asked her what the focus is of the team down the stretch of the season with two more regular season games and then the Big Ten tournament.
I think our biggest focus right now is to truly put our best self out there. So we have no regrets and towards the end of the season and give it our all every game and every practice to be the best we can be.
You've gotten the start in three games this season. Does anything change for you when you're in that moment? If you're starting compared to just coming off the bench, whether that's prep work or whether that's on the court, does anything change in those situations?
I don't think things change a whole lot. I think it's just a little bit more pressure, which I enjoy. I like working under pressure, and it's a little bit of a bigger responsibility, but I'm still trying to get out there and get rebounds, run the floor hard, play good defense, everything like that.
Talking with Wisconsin's Tara Stoffaker at halftime. All right, so your major at Wisconsin is kinesiology. So what do you want to do once basketball is over for you?
I would like to go to grad school so I can get a degree in physical therapy so I can work with little kids and kids with special needs.
Yeah. Is that a dream job of yours and why?
I've been wanting to be a physical therapist since about seventh grade when I had some issues with my knee and I had to go to PT and I realized how impactful it was for me. And I wanted to have that similar impact on some other kids too.
Now it is high school state championship time in the WIAA right now. You were part of state title winners at Beaver Dam. What were those experiences as a basketball player like for you?
They were some of the best experiences I've ever had. Being up there with your team, just putting everything out on the floor for a couple more games. It's a great feeling, and it's so exciting to play on such a big stage.
Yeah. Now, you and Sydney Hilliard squared off in one of those two. Do you ever bring that up with her?
It was brought up a couple times when we first got there, when I first came with Sid, but kind of let it go.
All right. Well, thanks for the time today, Tara.
Thank you.
All right. That's Wisconsin's Tara Stoffaker at the half. Back with more after this. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
And welcome back to the Kohl Center. Almost ready for the start of the third quarter. John Audius and George Haas with you. It's 40-30 Iowa. Elsewhere in Big Ten women's hoops, Rutgers holds on to beat Penn State 60-55. It's gone final, and Purdue picks up a 70-66 win over Illinois. The Illini, the last place team in the Big Ten Conference. Maryland and Northwestern set to tip off here in just a few moments. Michigan and Minnesota was canceled. So 40-30, Coach, the first half score. Iowa in the first half, 50%. The Badgers, 36%. Can Wisconsin hang with the Hawkeyes here in the second half?
Yeah, now it's important. These next 4 minutes of the second half here. Who asserts themselves? Do we come back and chip into this a little bit? And make sure that old Clark does not get those hot feet or hot hands, I guess you could say.
Caitlin Clark with 8 points, the Big Ten's leading scorer, playing for the Iowa Hawkeyes, 8 first half points. Here's Pospisilova leading the way for the Badgers with 13 in the first half, finds Moskow. Hilliard comes off the screen, stops and pops right of the lane, and it's in. Now 1 of 6 to start the game, now 2 of 7 in the game, shooting from the floor is Hilliard.
A great set out of the second half right away, very good.
There's Sinano, quick catch, mid-post right turnaround, jumpers missed, and there's Imani Lewis, first rebound of the game. Lewis in the backcourt, trying to cross the timeline, got bumped, and it's stolen. Now Warnock has it. Pospisilova stops her, defending Warnock. A couple of stutter steps and leans in as Julie P kind of lost position down low on the block.
Again, that's why you keep your pivot foot. You pivot. You can pivot to be open.
That's exactly what happened for Iowa. The steal and the finish now. 10-point game. Hilliard spins at the right elbow. Finds Julie P. Back to Sid out on top. Whips it over to the right. Moskow loops it inside. Lewis. Back to the basket. Two defenders around her. To Hilliard. Outside right. One dribble. To Moskow. Top of the key. The three's too strong. And it's grabbed momentarily by Lewis before ripping it away. Gabby Marshall of Iowa. Hawkeyes have it up by 10. Iowa leading. Imani Lewis went to the rim. Got an and-one opportunity, and now Lewis is at the free throw line. That last foul was against Sinano, George. That's her third.
You know, that, again, we've talked about being up here in the Goodyear section, the Goodyear Glimp section.
Here's a left side three rattling in for Marshall.
The thing I'm, you know, you can't see the referees when they're hand signaling who the fouls are. Got to go by the scoreboard or your expert eyes.
Here's Thompson. I don't know if you trust that. Left elbow, ball fake to the rim. Running good. Left hand finish and one. Okay, Thompson will go to the free throw line.
That's a nice move.
47-40. The lead down to 7. The Badgers can get it to 6.
I can see where Iowa gives up points. Their post defense is not very good. They don't play before the pass comes in.
Here's Thompson. Free throws in. Three-point play is good by the Badger freshman, Kate Thompson. Playing about 11 minutes per game coming into today. She got the start, thought they could handle Sonano. The coaching staff thought she could handle Sonano down low. Out on top, here's Clark, finds Sonano, back to Clark, in the lane, drops it off. There's Marshall, tries to save it. There's Thompson with the steal. Wisconsin has it. Goes Pisalova across the middle of the court for the Badgers. Down by six to Thompson. Right of the lane, short jumper is short. And it's tipped into Clark's hands. Here comes Iowa. Three, left side. That one's clanged off, no good. That one missed by Martin, and it's picked up by Wisconsin. Hilliard has it. Open on the right. Now brings it back out on the right wing. 6:38 to play in the third. 6-point lead for Iowa. 47-41. Pull-up is blocked by Clark on the Hilliard jumper near the left elbow, but a foul called against Iowa. We're going to get Martin for that one, who kind of reached in as Hilliard was ready to go up and try that jumper.
How about this? Iowa, three fouls this half, a quarter, all on shots. A no-no.
Two and one opportunities for the Badgers. Now two at the line for Hilliard. And that one's going to go in. So Wisconsin is now down by five. Good start here in the third quarter for the Badgers. Four of six shooting. That's 67%. And right now outscoring the Hawks 12-7. Make it 13-7 after two free throws drop for the Badgers' leading scorer this season, Sydney Hilliard, at just over 16 points per game. 4-point lead for Iowa. Goodman trying to post up on Thompson. Iowa will instead find Clark outside left. Post Pisalova defense, crosses over, pulls up, long two, rims out, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Goodman in Iowa. It'll go to Wisconsin.
You know, here's Julie Pop, our leading scorer, doing everything but making popcorn. And she's got to guard good old Clark.
So far, so good.
That's asking a lot.
Clark's 2 of 10 from the floor. Here comes Hilliard, front court for the Badgers. Flips it over to Imani, head of the key. Back to Julie P on the left. Screen set. Pulls Pisalova, looking to her left for Lewis. Instead, goes to the right. Hilliard has it. Right wing. Here's a switch defensively by Iowa. A drive and a kick to the corner. Moscow tries a three in the corner. No good. Rebounded by Goodman in Iowa. Hawkeyes leading the battle of the boards, 23-20. Here's a pass, one-handed, down low to Marshall. It's good from Clark and a foul.
Well, that's the beauty of Clark's game. I mean, again, she's averaging 7 assists a game. Already in this half, that's a basket. She had two other passes that the teammates did not catch and convert. She's just a playmaking scoring guard.
Yeah, she's just doing it all. 49-43. And a correction there, that's Warnock at the free throw line for the and one. Six of her last seven games, she's been able to hit for double figures, and that one's good for Warnock. She's gotten to double figures today, and she leads Iowa in scoring with 12 points. 50-43, the Hawkeyes lead the Badgers. Wisconsin outscoring Iowa by three in this quarter.
Iowa started in a 1-1-3 zone this half, but now they're going back to person-to-person defense.
Douglas has it, left-hand dribble, screen set by Imani. Douglas has the basketball for the Badgers. Coach Pisalova comes off a screen and catches on the right. Gives it up to Imani Lewis, spinning right of the lane, fading, flipping with the left hand. No, it's over the head of Stapleton. It's loose on the floor. Coach Pisalova grabs it and hands off to Imani Lewis. Three defenders around her, goes up and gets fouled. There were hands all over the place, and Imani Lewis drew some contact.
That was like skee ball. That ball was knocked away all the time. People were going on the floor, keeping it alive. Good for the Badgers.
Imani Lewis at the free throw line. Played just 9 minutes in the first half for Wisconsin. Here's Lewis. Line good. Imani was 2 of 5 in the first half with 4 points, so it's important to see her now. Already 4 points through the first 4 minutes and 45 seconds of the quarter. And add on another one to that total. It's a 5-point lead for Iowa. Hawkeyes basketball. Taiwo into the front court. Leaves it off for Warnock. Pass over to the left. It's Megan Meyer who's into the game to Clark, who drives in. And Clark drives in down low, gets it to go, and a foul. So she goes by Julie Pospisilova.
And that was a difficult shot. There were arms there. She's running to the in the lane, puts it off the glass and in. She earned that one.
Free throw knocked in by Clark.
She only shoots 84% from the free throw line.
11-time Big Ten Freshman of the Week. 53-45, Iowa leads. 4:53 to play in the third quarter. High screen set by Stapleton. Pospisilova has some space all the way to the rim. Flips it up. Missed it with the right hand. She was awkwardly running to the rim. It was a tough shot. Rebounded by Iowa. Kind of stumbling forward on that drive. Pass inside Goodman. Left hand hook over. Stapleton is in. That's a good play by the freshman. From Lime Springs, Iowa, played at Crestwood High School. Pospisilova has it. Pass off to the left, outside left. This is Amani Lewis. Puts it on the floor. She's working against Warnock. Leaves it off baseline. Pass to Stapleton. Kicking out. Top of the key. Three. Get in there. Nope. Missed by Julie P. Rebounded Tywell. Iowa on the fast break up the far side. Tywell drops it off for Clark. Clark defended by Douglas. Now back to the corner pass, and it's picked up by Tywell. 4:08 to play in this third quarter. 55-45. Iowa leading the ball. Here's Clark, left side. Clark tries the three, lets it go, and she hits it.
I just replaced our microwave at home. I'm starting to watch that out of Clark. She's a microwave. She scores.
She's starting to heat up, that's for sure, as Clark has 14 points now. 3 of 8 shooting.
Coach wants a timeout.
3 of 8 shooting three-pointers, I should say. No, they won't take a timeout. Said Douglas catches. Entry pass caught by Amani Lewis. Posted up against the 5'10 Taiwo. And a foul called against Iowa. It'll be Wisconsin basketball after this timeout on the floor. There's 3:34 to play in the third quarter. And Iowa has a 58-45 lead over Wisconsin. An 8-0 run by the Hawkeyes. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball from Learfield IMG College. Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Johnsonville Brats, Uncle Phil's Mustard, Old Dutch Tortilla Chips, and Dutch Crunch Potato Chips, Brew Pub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Sturmake Hot Dogs, and Pepsi. John Audius, George Haas with you from the 200 section at the Kohl Center. And now Iowa's on an 8-0 run over the last 90 seconds, Coach, and they're starting to pull away. It's a 13-point lead, largest of the game for Iowa.
Well, I hate to say it, but good players like Clark, who has confidence, they start to read the situation. I played around here. I wasn't good. My team, we still were scoring. But now our next leading scorer is out, sitting a long time probably, and I got to pick it up.
Meanwhile, Julie Pospisilova for Wisconsin has picked up her play. Julie P. with 2 threes, 7 of 10 from the floor, 16 points for Pospisilova. And Clark, as you were talking about there, she's up to 14 points. She leads the way for Iowa. And Amani Lewis is at the free throw line. 5 team fouls now against the Hawkeyes. And here's Lewis, Wisconsin's second leading scorer this season. She missed the free throw. 6'1 junior out of the state of New Jersey. Amani Lewis, 11 double-doubles this season. Leads the Big Ten Conference, and that one's good. Lewis's free throw makes it 58-46, and Lewis has reached 10 points today, but she's got just 2 rebounds. Hawkeyes have it. Left side, Clark. Bounce inside to Sinano. Turn around. 10-foot hook shot rolls in.
Another rolling the dice. With 3 minutes, she's back in the game with 3 fouls. Now we'll see how kind of defense she plays. She's on Stapleton.
Here's Amani outside right. Lobs inside. Stapleton catches a couple of strides and a reverse layup is good by Sarah Stapleton.
Good job at the Badgers.
Inside. Off the window for 2. It's Warnock.
Going into Stapleton, who's guarded by Zanarman, so got to take advantage of her. So she didn't put up much resistance to Stapleton on that last shot.
Here's Hilliard. Jumper missed near the right elbow. I should correct something I said against for Amani Lewis. Now she's dropped into second place in double-doubles this season. Here's Clark going to the rim. Uh-oh. Got blocked from behind, and she's on the ground right now.
Uh-oh.
A little slow to get up. Looks like she will. Clark was going in fast from the left side. Contact there by Stapleton and Douglas.
Now, there she showed what she is. That was a nice shoulder shimmy and in and out and just blew right by the Wisconsin defender.
Stapleton will be charged with her second foul. It's 62-48 Iowa. 2:28 to go, and now Clark will be at the line to shoot a pair.
That's a, you know, some players are just so good. If they're coming at you and you're playing defense, that if they've got that momentum, they come up with different types of moves. And that was a beauty.
Here's Clark. First free throws straight in. 84% free throw shooter coming off a 27-point effort against Michigan. Hit seven threes in that one, and that one rattles in. Second free throw good. 64-48, Iowa with the lead. And Clark now has 16 points.
I stated I thought she'd get to 20.
What'd she have at halftime?
Eight.
Eight at the half, already eight in this quarter. Here's Post Pisalova, driving a kick out. Top of the arc, pass over to Douglas. Douglas leaves it off. Top of the arc, three, Schrammick, nope. And a long rebound picked up on the left sideline. Iowa has it. Tywo, no one's going to guard her. She's greeted now at the three-point line by Hallie Douglas. Iowa works around the perimeter. Lob inside, Sonato catches. Skips it out. Tywo catches on the left. Tries the three. It's no good. Here's Julie P. with the defensive board for the Badgers. Trailing 64-48. Douglas brings it down low with the dribble. Bounces mid-post to Stoffaker. Over to Stapleton. Long two-pointers no good from the top of the arc. And it's picked up by Iowa with a minute 37 to play in the quarter. Clark with 8 points this quarter. Lob inside. Sonato turns around Stapleton. Uses the window. An easy layup there.
She has quick feet for a sturdy girl.
66-48, Sonato, 14 points.
She bends her knees nice, and so she can come out of those moves with some acceleration and lift.
Post piece of a high screen set by Schrammick. Left elbow jumper is empty. Rebounded by Schrammick near the right elbow. She'll go to the rim. Left hand flip is no good. It's loose on the baseline. It's out of bounds. It's last touched by the Hawkeyes. 101 to play in the third quarter, but all Iowa right now. 6-0 run over the last minute and 50.
All right. Clark's taking a little breather. Maybe rest at whatever happened on that fall. We gotta get this down here.
101 to go in the quarter, so no Caitlin Clark offensively for Iowa. Here's the inbound pass. Thompson with the baseline jumper. No. Schrammick, power rebound. Nope. And then she follows it up with the lay-in. Brooke Schrammick pulls Wisconsin to within a 66-50 score. 48 seconds to go in the third. Hawkeyes have it. It's Marshall driving all the way down low. Kicking back out. Martin flips a pass out outside left. Civilian into the game. Iowa finds Tywo out on top. 10 on the shot clock, 33 on the game clock. Here's a drive by Tywo from the left side. Blocked from behind and a foul. I think they might get Schrammick with a blocking foul. It was blocked from behind by Kate Thompson, who's reaching in. And they'll get Schrammick.
I'd like to back up and recap that last one. Now, Schrammick, that's what she should do. She's stuck with it, and she's got to play inside and not, you know, jack up those threes, which she's under 30% from the field this year. Very good down here.
Lewis and Hilliard are going to come in for the final 30 seconds of the third. Thompson and Douglas exit. 66-50 Iowa. Here's Tywo at the line. And that one's in. She'll get another.
I mean, Iowa shoots their free throw percentage is way up there. 79%.
Yeah.
You can see they're good.
Next one is in. 29.8 seconds. It's an 18-point lead. They're at 79% today.
And we started out this quarter so good here, and it's faded. We haven't gotten stops.
Yeah, Wisconsin's scored 20 points in this quarter. Iowa, 28. Down to 12 seconds to play in the third. Hilliard has it outside right for the Badgers. Pass to Moscow. Finds Lewis downhill to the rim. Tries a shot over Goodman. It's short. It's picked up by Iowa with 3 seconds. Civilian lets it launch from half court. No good. And that is how the third quarter ends here at the Kohl Center today, as Wisconsin is now down by 18 to Iowa. After three quarters, it's Iowa 68, Wisconsin 50. We'll be back for the final 10 minutes next. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball from Learfield IMG College. And back at the Kohl Center, ready for the final quarter here today in the final regular season home game for the Badgers this season. Wisconsin trails Iowa, coach, by a score of 68-50 in that third quarter. It was Caitlin Clark with 8 points. She leads all scorers now with 16 points. Tied for the game high with Julie Pospisilova of Wisconsin, who scored 3 points in that quarter. She's also at 16 in the game. But Iowa outscored the Badgers in that last quarter, 28-20.
And what was it at the end there? It had to be a pretty substantial difference, because they turned it up. That went up from 10 pretty good.
Yeah, right now, Iowa, in this game, they led, it's the largest lead of the game, is at 18 right now.
They got to go at the post here against Iowa. Get to the free throw line, make some easy points with a dead ball situation.
Well, the Badgers have one more game after this, that one on the road Saturday against Michigan State. Clark has it left elbow. Lost the basketball. Stolen by the Badgers. Here comes Wisconsin running. It's Sydney Hilliard leading the way. Hilliard to the rim. Missed it. It's short. It's out of bounds. And it's going to be Wisconsin basketball. Hilliard had a good look at it on that drive.
She might have had a little contact there. But it wasn't called. So play on.
Inbounds pass caught by Pospisilova. Throws it over to Hilliard outside right. Bob inside. Amani back out. Julie open three in the air. It's going to rattle out, pop out, and drop back through. 3-point bomb by Pospisilova, 68-53.
Oh, where is that defense?
There's Sinano inside with the lean in the score.
Coach is really a little frustrated. No, we're running back and we let the lean open and ran right down the lane. Not good.
Wisconsin with 9 minutes to play, trailing by 17. Moscow has it left corner for the Badgers. To Hilliard, back to Moscow. Inside pass caught by Amani, deep on the left. Missed the shot, and a foul called against Iowa. Trying to take the contact down low was that Clark?
Number 14.
Oh, it was Warnock. Sorry, I saw Clark around the area. It was Warnock. That'll put Amani at the free throw line.
And that was close. That could have been a charge. But
that foul was against Warnock, and that's her first. So here's Amani at the line. And the first free throw's in.
It looked like they were trying to get the... If Amani gets it in the paint, though, where it says Big Ten, there's going to be help there.
Second one's no good. Rebounded by Iowa. Martin in the front court with the handle. Pass off to the right where it's picked up by Marshall. Defended by Hilliard. Throws it back over to her left where Clark handles the rock right now. Dribbles behind a screen by Sinano. Leaves it off for Marshall, top of the arc. Marshall spinning, working on Hilliard, kicking out. Here's a three. Warnock, it's in the air. It's out of bounds, but who touched it last? Off of Iowa. Ooh, that might have been deflected off of Monty Lewis. The entire Hawkeyes team claiming that's their basketball.
Okay, we got the 16. Let's keep it going down. Let's get downriver here.
8:25 to go. Iowa scoring 88 per game. They're at 70 right now. The Badgers scoring 64 per game. They're at 54 right now. Here's Hilliard outside right with the basketball. Nearly got it stolen. Right elbow. Pass over to Moscow. She'll let it launch. Three ball. No good. It's tipped around and picked up by the Hawkeyes down low.
Clark does everything. She was big on that. How the Hawkeyes got that rebound.
Warnock on the floor, working on Hilliard, spinning. Her pass deflected and stolen by Pospisilova. Here comes the Badgers running. Julie P. has it top of the arc. No looks it to the left. Extra pass over to Schrammick. Three in the air and through for Brooke Schrammick. The freshman nails it, and it's a 70-57 score. Iowa leading by 13, but the Badgers cutting into it thanks to the freshman Schrammick. from long range, hitting the three-pointer, and a timeout taken by Wisconsin. It'll be a full timeout here with 7:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Iowa 70, Wisconsin 57. Back after this, you're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball from Learfield IMG College. And back at the Kohl Center, I'm John Audius. He's George Haas. 7:47 to go in the game, Coach. It's 70-57 Iowa, but the Badgers have outscored the Hawkeyes to start the final quarter by five, a 7-2 run by Wisconsin. They're now down by just 13.
And as long as we don't foul either, because you don't want Iowa going to the line. They're too good. Make them earn their baskets. We're right in this here. We got a chance. Playing better.
Yeah, right now Iowa is shooting 57% from the floor. Wisconsin is shooting 35% from the field.
The good news is we're not turning it over, so we're getting opportunities to get shots up.
Yeah, that's a great point. Just five turnovers in this game for Wisconsin. 11 for Iowa, but what's interesting about that, five turnovers, Iowa has 12 points off those five turnovers. Wisconsin has seven off the 11 mistakes by the Hawks.
A little full court press here, 2-2-1 by the Badgers.
So Iowa in the backcourt, Clark has it. They pass across the timeline, caught by Sinano, over to Marshall's, three is in. So Iowa breaks the press, drills the three.
What are they wearing? Shirts that say no fear? That was two passes and a three attempt. No chance for a rebound. You got to make it.
I was going to say there was nobody there that could have rebounded that. But they let it fly anyway. Here's a drive by Imani. It's short. Hilliard has it around the rim, reverses it in. And it looks like Sinano has her hands on her knees right now. She seems to be shaking up the Hawkeyes center. Stopping play are the officials at 73-59. And not sure what happened with Sinano.
And there were a lot of bodies here.
Let's take a look, see if we can see as Imani Lewis on the drive.
Oh!
Went up.
That was a knee to the stomach area.
Oh,
by
yeah.
Imani. Yeah, that's the, you know, that's called the solar plexus, partner.
Yeah.
I was an anatomy major.
Okay.
No. I would have followed that up by saying I was in pre-med. That's all I knew then. Are you kidding me? I was in preschool.
Sinano, yeah, I got that knee right to the
solar plexus.
Solar plexus, yeah.
Go with that.
We'll go with that. And it'll be Iowa basketball. Layup's good by Hilliard.
Tried to get her back in. Didn't report soon enough.
So Goodman out on the court now for Iowa as the Hawkeyes have it. Here's Clark out racing everyone all the way to the window. Missed the shot. She just wasn't stopped and just kept going.
Yeah. See, what Imani did wrong there, or anybody for the Badgers, you have to fake at them. You can't stand there flat-footed and let them make the next move. You got to fake at them, so it's a counter move for them. And maybe, you know, you fake left and know they're going to come back to the right hand, and then you've got a chance.
So Clark's at the free throw line, drills the first. Big Ten's leading scorer, 27.3 points per game, nine times 30 or more, including at one point five straight 30-point games. And that free throw is good, and it's a 75-59 Iowa lead, 18 today for Clark. She's made all of her free throws, 7 of 7. Stramick had it, right where she hit the three last time she tried it. Inside to Imani Lewis, fakes left, moves to the other side and missed the shot. Rebounded Iowa. Clark, lead feed for Taiwo out of bounds. Led her a little bit too much.
I was going to say, great vision. Just, again, put too much on it. Never want that ball to, if it lands, it would be going out of bounds. Want it in the court. Then you know your teammate can get it. They have a chance to get it.
Here's Imani, or excuse me, Hilliard with it over to Stramick. She's open on the left. A three. That one is too strong. There's Imani. One dribble after the offensive rebound. Shoved in the lower back. And a foul.
Who's this on?
take a look who they charge that one to. It's on McKenna Warnock.
Again, here's the Badgers. Dead ball, chance to score some points.
There's Imani with the free throw. 6:29 to play in this game, and Wisconsin's down by 15.
It's safe to say I don't think Iowa gets the 88.
And that next one's no good, and it's out of bounds. Stoffaker tried to save it for the Badgers. 15-point Iowa lead here. Wisconsin's outscoring the Hawkeyes 10-7 in this quarter, but overall, Iowa's shooting almost 60% from the floor, 58%, while Wisconsin's hovering at the mid-30s. Warnock, left side, Schrammick, defense, hands in the air, looking inside for Sinano, and stepping in front of that one is Imani Lewis with the steal. Here's Julie P, zigzagging around defenders, all the way to the rim, and the finish is good with the right hand. Here's Pospisilova, just finding her spots and working her way through traffic.
She's getting more layups than you get in practice warm-ups.
Sinano, left elbow, or left baseline jumper is no good, rebounded by the Badgers. Yeah, she really is. Here's Hilliard, front court at the free throw line, kicking out. Oh, Stoffaker's got all sorts of time to load up a three. It's no good. Imani Lewis, offensive rebound. Power dribble, missed it. Got it again. Goes up, and that one's going to fall in.
Coach thought she was fouling. I do, too, from up here. Now, Iowa's helping the Badgers out. They're taking one pass and a quick shot. Instead of working the ball and letting the ball find a good shot.
And a timeout taken by Iowa with 5:30 to go in the game. Don't go anywhere. The Badgers trail by 11, 75-64. Back after this, you're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball from Learfield IMG College. 75-64. Iowa leads Wisconsin at the Kohl Center. Final regular season game at the Kohl Center this season. The Badgers have both of their Big Ten wins coming at home. They're 2-7 in Big Ten play, and all of their wins this season have been at home. 5-7 here, including 3-0 in the non-conference. So all five wins by the Badgers this year have come in Madison. And they're going to need another one here. But what needs to happen down the last 5.5 minutes? Because right now they're making it what seems to be a pretty good run.
Yes, the Badgers are in good rhythm. Like I stated, the Iowa took two faster shots. They didn't use up any clock. When they moved the ball side, top side, and let the ball find a good shot, they're dangerous. Now you watch here at all. Julie Pop's going to have to play great defense on Clark and whoever switches off, because Clark's going to try and control this game here for at least 3 minutes. That's what you do when you have a real stud performer.
Well, Clark has 18 points, 10 in the second half, 8 in the third quarter. We've got 5:29 and counting to play in this game, and Iowa has the lead in the ball. Clark whips inside. Lewis defends Sinano, who missed the shot but was fouled down low around the restricted arc, and that's going to put Iowa at the free throw line.
Have you noticed, though, about Lewis? She just never thinks she fouls. And there was just too much hand.
Third foul, yeah.
And she got the position early, and you can't let her have that. Oh, my gosh. And Iowa miss at the free throw line.
Sinano missed it.
Stop the presses.
She has not been good at the free throw line today, but her teammates have picked up the slack. That one just sneaks in. And it's a 76-64 Iowa lead. Sinano, 3 of 6 at the foul line. Meanwhile, Clark, her teammate, 7 of 7. Hilliard has it for Wisconsin. Soft toss to Pospisilova. Feeds inside. This is Stoffaker. Brings it back out with the dribble. Gives it up to Schrammick. Schrammick spinning on her pivot foot. Finds Hilliard inside in the paint. Strong move. Looked like a post player. Hilliard uses the window.
Well done. Good execution there.
10-point game. 4:52 to go. Lewis steps in front of Sinano and picks up the steal.
She left her purse and came over. That was a great job by Imani.
Pospisilova trying to drive the lane. This time it's stolen away by Clark. One hands it up ahead. Marshall all alone. Layup is in.
That's when turnovers hurt. I mean, we've had very few turnovers, and that one results in a layup uncontested.
Just six turnovers for Wisconsin today. There's 4:24 to go. The lowest amount of turnovers in a game ever in Badgers women's basketball history is five in a game. So now they're at that six mark. There's Stramick's pass knocked out of bounds, but who touched it? Clark trying to say it was deflected right back off Stramick. It'll stay with Wisconsin.
Hey, are we going to have our first go-to-the-table look? Oh, no. We're going to make a whole game, Coach, without going to the officials going to the old visual aid.
Here's Imani Lewis down low, spinning right hand, missing, rebounded by Iowa. Decent look down low by Imani. Clark greeted by Pospisilova at the center court stripe. Julie P. backs off. Clark has it on the right. Screen set by Goodwin. Clark of Iowa, double team at her. Gives it up. They'll throw it over to the left side. Left wing with the basketball. Marshall trying to look around Moscow. Trying to get it inside to Goodwin. Can't do it. Skips it far side. Shot clock's down at five.
Here we
now
go.
Clark has it. Lets it go from long range. That one's no good. Moscow had it. That was about a 27-footer. Rebounded by Wisconsin. Off the hands of Stramick trying to lead her. And it goes out of bounds and bounces into the stands, knocking over some cardboard cutouts.
That turnover hurt. Had a little advantage. Got to hit her and let her catch it and take it to the basket.
It just forced Clark to shoot a really long three and then couldn't get it the other side. 78-66, Iowa by 12, 3:33 to go in the game.
Did you explain to our listening audience what you meant by long between the top of the pro arc and the red W? You need a GPS system to find your way in a court for that.
Yeah. Iowa has it. Ty will rotate it to the right. There's a three by Marshall, and it's in.
That was substantially long, too. I mean, they're shooting 3 feet to 5 feet beyond the arc.
Marshall connects for the 11th three-pointer of the game by Iowa. They're 11 of 23, 48% from outside the three-point arc. Bounce inside. Lewis has it. Low block right. Gets some contact. Puts it in. No foul called, but Imani got it around the basket.
Lewis is having a good game for only getting 8 minutes playing time the first half.
16 points, five boards now for Imani. 2:35 to go, but it's all Iowa. 81-68. Clark, left corner, driving in on Julie Pop. Nope. Now brings it back out. And
good
Iowa
defense.
Finds Tywell.
Good movement by Julie. Kept her shoulders there.
Marshall penetrates and fires a pass back out. Iowa has the shot clock at five. Splitting defenders is Clark. And she bounces inside for Goodman, who lays it up and in.
That was a nice no look. I mean, she knew where her teammate was. Not much you can do because it was a two-on-one drill.
And the Badgers take a timeout. 83-68, Iowa. 2:07 to go in the game. Badgers are still outscoring the Hawkeyes in this quarter. Came out to a nice start in the quarter. Trailed by 18 points to start the quarter. And they cut it down. Was it, let me get the official statistic of what they are able to cut that 18-point lead down to.
It was all the way down to nine.
Was it down to nine? I was going to say nine or ten.
Yep, down to nine.
And then Iowa, of course, does what Iowa's done against the Badgers in this series. The Hawkeyes have won 23 in a row against Wisconsin in the all-time series. So following the Badgers' timeout, Wisconsin has two more timeouts left. Iowa, three of them, but there's 2 minutes to play, and it's the Hawkeyes leading 83-68, block from behind after Lewis tried to get it in down on the right.
She made a nice slip screen, had a layup. Somebody came from behind and blocked it for Iowa. Little zone action out of bounds.
Pospisilova has it, fires it inside. There's Imani Lewis trying to bulldoze her way to the basket, and a jump ball called.
What? No foul. Before the shot, though, I think.
All right.
Oh, no. What was the call? Was it jump ball?
Yep. Badgers, I think it was. Wisconsin gets it in. Julie P., top of the key. The three is no good. Badly missed. She got it back. Throws it inside. There's Hilliard. Blocked away by Clark. And then fighting for a jump ball is Taiwo and Pospisilova. It'll go to Iowa.
That ball came up like you throw a rubber ball off a cement wall. It almost came right back to it, the three-point arc.
She's usually pretty
she's been
dialed in. Yeah, 3 of 5 from downtown. That was a bad miss. 21 points for Pospisilova. 99 seconds to go in the game. Final home game of the year for the Badgers. Inside, Sinano flops and gets the call. I'm not sure Monty did much of anything there.
It's the toughest thing in basketball officiating, calling the inside game.
Yeah.
Do you go body? Do you go, did they hit the hand? It's tough. Personally, I think they should let them play a little bit. Post players should learn how to shoot through arms as well. It works both ways.
That is 4 fouls now against Imani Lewis. The free throw good by Sinano.
She's quietly had a good game, hasn't she?
17. She had 18-9 in Iowa City back in early December against the Badgers. That one's short. And it's picked up by Imani Lewis. By the way, Hilliard checks out with a minute 29 to go. Moscow comes in from the left side and a reach-in foul against Iowa.
That was good. That was only their third team foul, so the Iowa girl was beat to the basket, so...
That was Martin who reached in, trying to poke the basketball away on the drive by Moscow. So it's a 16-point lead.
That was only Iowa's 13th foul. They're giving her free throws?
Is they going to say that was a shot there by Moscow?
That was a shot? Where's she going to shoot it from, her ankles? Wow, that's creative officiating.
Well, Moscow will take it. Hits the free throw. She's 92% at the line. Alex Learing comes into the game for the Badgers. A 2 at the line for Moscow.
Well, I won the bet. She didn't get to 25. But 18.
Yeah, good defensive performance against Caitlin Clark. So far, well below her season average. Let's hope we don't speak too soon. Clark's pass is off of one of the Wisconsin players defending. There are 2 around her. Now Clark has it outside right. A minute 10 to go in the game. Clark whips it to the near side corner. They rotate all the way over to the right. And the 3 ball is missed by the Hawkeyes civilian. And fighting for the rebound, a foul called against Iowa. One minute and 2 seconds to play, 14-point Iowa lead.
They didn't call that a shooting foul.
That's no, that's against Sinano. That's her 4th. 1 minute remaining. Pospisilova, great game for her. 21 points to lead all scorers today. That's not going to be enough as Julie P. gathers and shoots the 3. It's short, but a foul on the other side. Offensive foul against Stapleton. Trying to, well, I guess, to set a screen out there.
Yeah, Clark hit an off day. If you're going to beat him, obviously 27 points, you only had 18. That's 9-point difference, but other people picked it up with those 3s.
44 seconds to go in the game. Iowa basketball 84-70. Hawkeyes 4 points below their season average of 88.
Yeah, they crept near it, didn't they? Yeah. It's not over.
Had 40 at the half. Here's a pull-up jumper by Martin. Rebounded by Learing after the miss. 18 seconds to go in the game. Learing, left side 3, is in the air, and it does not draw iron as it bounces out of bounds. 10.7 to go in the game. So the Iowa Hawkeyes are going to finish off the season sweep of the Badgers, winning in Iowa City and picking up the victory here today at the Kohl Center. And in the final regular season home game of the year, it'll be Iowa 84, Wisconsin 70. One more game left in the regular season for the Badgers Saturday in East Lansing. Once again, that UPS final score, Iowa 84, Wisconsin 70. Badgers fall to the Hawkeyes by 14. UPS, by the way, working together to achieve great things like the Badgers. That's problem solving. Visit UPS.com to learn more. Coming up on the postgame show, we'll hear from Wisconsin assistant coach Kayla Carius. We'll also take a look at the final numbers, both team and individual stats. And this one, we'll hear some highlights too and get you caught up with the Big Ten women's scoreboard as well. Back with the postgame show next. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball from Learfield IMG College. Postgame show is underway here at the Kohl Center today in the final regular season home game for the Badgers as Wisconsin falls to Iowa by a final score of 84-70. We'll hear from Wisconsin assistant coach Kayla Carius coming up here shortly, but let's take a look at the final numbers as the Badgers shoot 35% from the field in this game. 56% for Iowa. That's a few percentage points ahead of their season average, which is second in the country. Three-pointers, a big difference in this one, Coach. 5 of 19 for Wisconsin, 26%. Iowa hits 11 threes, 11 of 24. They take a lot, and they make a lot.
Well, there's your 18 points. I mean, they're cold-blooded about those. They don't let it fly, and that makes a difference because they got the floor spread as they have the inside game.
15 of 20 from the line for Iowa, 75%. Same number for the Badgers, 15 of 20 from the floor. Wisconsin with just 8 turnovers today. At one point late in the fourth quarter, they had about 5, but 8 turnovers. Iowa turned that into 15 points. Meanwhile, the Hawkeyes turned it over 14 times, and the Badgers scored 12 points off those mistakes. Rebounding edge to Wisconsin, 39-36. Offensive glass, big for the Badgers, 17-4, including a 14-5 lead in second chance points. In the paint, though, Iowa plus 4, slight edge there for the Hawkeyes, 36-32. Block 6 zip in favor of Iowa, steal 7-5 in favor of the Badgers, assist 22-12. Iowa has the advantage there, including 14 in the game for Clark. So she really wasn't scoring as much as she usually does, but she was helping distribute as the Badgers fall here today by 14. Let's see if we can talk to Wisconsin assistant coach Kayla Carius. Coach, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, we were just talking about this one. When you look at it, Iowa, with that high shooting percentage and the three-pointers, 11 of them made as a team, that seemed to be a little bit of a difference in the final score. How did you see it?
Yeah, absolutely. They're definitely a team that has a lot of offensive weapons, and they've been shooting the ball really well lately. Just hit 16 threes the other night against Michigan. So that's something they look for, especially in their motion offense when they move the ball. I felt like our effort was really good, especially I'll give Julie a lot of credit to guard Caitlin Clark all game long is not an easy task, and much less than to be our leading scorer with 21 points. She just really turned it on. I thought she had a great day.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, too, about defensive against Clark. 8 at the half, finishes with 18 on 7 of 10, on 4 of 13, rather, shooting, including 3 three-pointers today. Defensively, how do you feel you did against her?
Well, we talked the last few days that guarding her is not a one-person job. It's not even a two-person job. The whole team's going to have to help guard her in some capacity. And I felt like we just had a lot of attention on her. I felt like she had to work for everything she got today, which is what we said to the girls. If she has to do that all game long, it puts us in a good spot because she's going to have to get other people involved and they're going to have to hit shots instead. Now she had 14 assists, so she's a great player and she can certainly find other people and get them involved. But I really felt like our team gave a great effort guarding her and knowing what they wanted to go to. And like I said, Julie, I thought just hounded her and made a lot of shots tough for her.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit again about Julie Pospisilova with the game-high 21 points, makes 3 three-pointers. But once again, she found some paths to the basket.
she was really unguardable there for a few minute stretch. I think Iowa was throwing up their hands, and she eventually had to call a timeout in the second quarter because nobody could get in front of her. So Julie's a really special player, and she's really talented. When she turns it on like that and you give her a little bit of room, you blink and she's at the rim already. And so she showed off a few of those moves today and just was in attack mode. And we told these girls, like, that this team scores a lot of points, but they also give up a lot of points. If we can be in attack mode and we can get downhill and transition, that's where we're going to find a lot of scores for us as well. And she took advantage of that.
All right. So that was the final regular season home game. We talked in the pregame about how fast everything goes. One more on the road. How are you feeling as the regular season is winding down?
Yeah, we've got one more opportunity, and we'll continue to just look at this and what can we improve, what can we change up, and obviously that last game then is the last tune-up here before the Big Ten tournament, where really everybody's given an equal chance at a big prize at the end of it. So it'll be good for us. We've got this whole week, since we don't play until Saturday, to take some time and do that and get some rest for a few players as well, much needed at this time of year for most teams. But that'll help us, and we'll get ready for the Big Ten tournament here. Like I said, just a short, week and a half away.
All right. Well, thanks for the time, Kayla.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for everyone for watching. Go Badgers.
That's Wisconsin assistant coach Kayla Caria says the Badgers fall here today to Iowa 84-70. We'll take a break and come back with the individual stats next. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball from Learfield IMG College. And welcome back to the Kohl Center as the postgame show continues, 84-70 Iowa over Wisconsin. Let's take a look at the individual stats. First for the Hawkeyes, they had four players coach in double figures, led by Gabby Marshall, 19 points here today, hit 5 3-pointers. Then it was 18 each for Sonano and Clark, their two leading scorers. 14 assists from Caitlin Clark. Now, she leads the Big Ten in scoring at 27, but how about those 14 assists? Sonano had 18 points on 7 of 10 shooting, and Warnock had 14. So Iowa nearly gets to its season average of 84 today.
Yeah, and we had our opportunities with the post player having to sit out a lot and really Clark not being really on her game. But for them, they moved the ball, and they do a good job. Now I bet we had more layups at the rim than they did. But those threes, that was 18 extra points.
Yeah, that was big for them.
And they don't miss their free throw line, I might add, either.
No, they're very steady at the free throw line, 78% as a team. All right, so after that, the scoring goes Taiwo had 8 and 7 for Goodman off the bench with 4 rebounds. For the Badgers, 3 players in double figures. And how about Julie Pospisilova? 21 points, 3 of 5 threes, 1 assist, 4 rebounds for Wisconsin. She had a great effort here today.
She's a player. She has to start to understand. You're a player. You can do this every game. This is not a flukish thing. I mean, she was dominant for a while. Dominant.
21 points for her, 16 for Amani Lewis, who goes 6 of 9 at the free throw line, 6 rebounds in 25 minutes. Think, what, 8 or 9 minutes played in that first half for Amani. And Sydney Hilliard, returning after being injured in the game against Indiana, got the start today, goes 4 of 12, 12 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists. She plays 31 minutes following that injury.
Yeah, she gutted it out, but that's her. She's in a competitor. No, you know what you're going to get with her. Mm-hmm. Today, again, her shooting, and those are good shots. I mean, the girl does not take a bad shot, I don't think.
No.
I have very few, and they just weren't going down, in and out a lot.
After that, 3 players had 5 points. Stramick hit a 3, had 5. Thompson got the start today. She finishes with 5 in 12 minutes. Moscow had 5 on 1 of 5 shooting from outside the 3-point arc. Also 3 boards and 3 assists for Moscow. Stapleton had 4 coming off the bench. And 2 points for Tara Stoffaker on 1 of 4 shooting in 19 minutes. 84-70, the final score. We'll take a break, come back, listen to some highlights next. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball from Learfield IMG College. 84-70, the final score, as the Badgers fall to the Iowa Hawkeyes here today in Big Ten Women's Basketball. So with that loss, the Badgers are now 5-17 overall, and Wisconsin drops to 2-17 in the Big Ten with 1 game remaining in conference play before the Big Ten tournament begins March 9th at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Badgers will be at Michigan State on Saturday. Let's take a look at the Big Ten scoreboard as some other games in action today. It was Rutgers 60, Penn State 55. So the Scarlet Knights moved to 8-3 in Big Ten play. Penn State 6-11. Purdue upends Illinois 70-66. Boilermakers 4-13 in the conference. Illinois 1-16. In the third quarter, about midway through the third, it's eighth-ranked Maryland leading Northwestern by a score of 32-30. And then, of course, here today on the hardwood at the Kohl Center, Iowa 84, Wisconsin 70. There were some highlights of this one, so let's take a listen to some of these sounds from today's game. Pospisilova, catch and shoot, the three is drained. Just left the center for Julie Pospisilova, and it's a 16-9 Wisconsin lead. Here's a drive by Pospisilova to the rim again, finishing. Get Julie P to the rim, and she's going to finish.
Well, start out with great ball handling to beat the opponent.
Here's Thompson. I don't know if you trust that. Left elbow, ball fake to the rim. Running good. Left-hand finish and one. Okay, Thompson will go to the free throw line. Here comes the Badgers running. Julie P has it top of the arc. No looks it to the left. Extra pass over to Schrammick. Three in the air and through for Brooke Schrammick. The freshman nails it, and it's a 70-57 score. Warnock, left side, Schrammick defends, hands in the air, looking inside for Sonano, and stepping in front of that one is Imani Lewis with the steal. Here's Julie P, zigzagging around defenders, all the way to the rim, and the finish is good with the right hand. Here's Pospisilova. And there you go, some of the highlights from this one. Well, George, as we wrap up the Big Ten regular season at home, one more to play. That'll be Saturday against Michigan State at 1, pregame at 12:40. You can catch that locally in Madison on U100.9 FM and as always on the iHeartRadio app. Kind of your thoughts here as we wind down the regular season before the Big Ten tournament.
Well, you want to go to Michigan State and win that one, and then so you have some momentum and win a couple games in the Big Ten tournament. We got to get something out of this. It's been a tough draw. I tell you, there's a lot of good teams in the Big Ten, and they battled here, but they just couldn't finish it off.
Once again, the final score, Iowa 84, Wisconsin 70.